like this.
Roll my sports show. Roll my sports show. Prime time. Let's go.
To be the best, you gotta beat the best. I'm like Curry in the clutch when it comes to this. Switch, all necks gon' put your bench. This ain't checkers, this is chess. What's your best move? Fun debates about the greats alive.
Look or listen, no further. This is your host, Ryan. Prime Time Jones, where I dig into the mind of sports fanatics and athletes, as well as give you my mind on the sports topics you need to know. To be the best, you got to beat the best. Speaking with a raw mind, this is Raw Mind Sports. Let's go!
Welcome to Raw Mind Sports. I'm your host, Ryan Prime Time Jones. I'm here today with TJ Walker. We're going to talk about his training that he does for the local Rocky Mount area called We Fit Training. He basically does a lot of training for basketball and stuff like that. I let him give the viewers what you need to hear. So TJ, tell us about what decided for you to become a trainer and also to build this organization to where you wanted it to be.
Well, being in college, I always wanted to figure out a way to give back to my community, to give back to Rocky Mount, the area that birthed me, the area that gave me opportunity. So when I was in college, I was thinking about different things, thinking about different ways, and I was introduced to nonprofit being a way to give back. I went back home, and I had my son out at the park training, and a parent saw me and was like, "Hey, do you train?" And I was like, "No, I don't, but I can give you, you know, what I know. I played in high school, tore my ACL, but I said, I can give you all the knowledge I have about the game." So I began to train his son over a year of time, and his son never played organized ball, and he was able to make his school team through the training, just through building confidence. And basketball, it's not just a game, but it's so much that can be taught just through life and different type of skills, interpersonal skills. And I say, "Hey, let me start training kids, giving at-risk youth, giving kids that want to have or have the desire to play, or even kids that, you know, may not even really want to have a high level or really want to be that successful as far as like going pro or even making it to college to play. But say, look, I just want to play the game because I like playing. Let me give them an opportunity to say, all right, this is a way we can relate. This is where I can help you throughout life by helping you and training you and just giving you a few skills through the game of basketball."
I got a question for you. Right then you were talking about your injury. I remember that because I actually seen you play for that team. You probably didn't know. I saw it. I know that you back then. But going through that injury, what is that? What is your drive to, like, these kids that you're training? Do you kind of share that experience with them? And what is it that you take from that to make you who you are today?
Some kids, they ask me about the injury. Some don't even ask about it. They ask, "Do I play?" But when they ask, I just let them know, you know, how it happened. I let them know that, you know, life is bigger than basketball, but it still taught me a lesson through the injury that I have to continue to live on. I have to persevere, and I still have to keep going in life, regardless of different adversity or opposition I may face. I still have to keep pushing forward. So the injury taught me a lot. It was a tough blow, but immediately after the injury, I didn't leave the team. I became like a player coach in a sense. I stayed with my teammates. I helped them. I encouraged them. And it just showed me more of my true calling, my true passion in life.
Amazing, amazing. So let's talk about where you're trying to grow this We Fit Training for this area in Rocky Mount. I know you got a few local superstars that's playing at a pro level around here. And what is something that they gave you advice on to help you become this great trainer that you are now?
Well, I'm looking to incorporate a multi-sport training facility for the area, especially our at-risk youth that may not be able to afford high-level training in areas like Raleigh, Greensboro, and even now in Wilson. Jeremy Jeffers, who's a good friend of mine with Proud Basketball, but may not be able to make it to these places. I want to be able to have that same experience right here in Rocky Mount for kids that may not be able to afford it, and even for kids that may be able to afford it but don't want to travel. I want Rocky Mount to be able to have access to that type of material. That experience.
What is a training day like for TJ Walker and some of the people that he trains? I mean, what do you expect? Every day is different, or is it something that you get out of each individual differently?
Yeah, every day is different. No day is the same in training because I deal primarily with a lot of kids, and I deal with kids from all different walks of life, all different backgrounds. So we start off, you know, talking, figuring out what type of day they had. A lot of kids are wearing it on their shoulder, so I can already see, like, they didn't have a good day today. They had a rough day. So we got to break through the barriers of, you know, how was your day, first of all, before we can even get to the court. And it's just different. It's fun. It's a great opportunity to be able to just relate with kids and see how I can help them in life through training. Helping them training through a training session. My sessions are an hour long, and so much takes place in that hour. So much resilience are built up in kids that may not have had resilience, may not have been resilient before we started. So it's a lot to be able to pour into them. But every day is different. I never know what to expect. I just know it's going to be a fun day, and I'll be able to have fun with kids.
Amazing. So let's talk about outside of basketball as well. I know you kind of spread the word and you preach the word of God as well. And how does that, do you think this was a, like you said earlier, you said it was a calling from God. Do you feel like it's something bigger with this as well?
I do feel like it's something bigger. If I continue to just put in the work, continue to have faith in it, believe in it, I know God has bigger doors that he's already opened. I just have to walk into. But to be able to combine my spiritual life and then to be able to combine the training aspect and realize that there's no separation between the two. Like, I can't train without God. So I keep that in mind. And I try to instill it with my kids and all that they do. And even in putting in their work ethic. Yes, we have to have good work ethic. We have to work hard. We have to strive for what it is we want to achieve. But we can't do it without God.
Amazing. Give me three things of advice that you probably give to the kids in this area.
Work ethic, perseverance, and exposure outside of the area. Always to remember that Rocky Mount is not the world. There are people that are going to be better than you, people that are always trying to outwork you. So you got to keep in mind that we're not doing it just for this place, but we're in competition with the whole world out. So we got to really be focused, hard work, persevere, and remember that our life is bigger than just this one area.
I agree. This one area is bigger than just this one area because of the fact that it's a lot of people, like you just said, that are hungry for the same thing. They want the same career. Even though we're from Rocky Mountain, you got somebody that's trying to compete and trying to be better at the craft in Los Angeles, California, or somewhere else. So you get the same guy just because you're the same individual star. Here doesn't make you be the best man in the world, but you got somebody else in another area doing the exact same thing. I always say, you know, focus and preparation, just basically like you said, is key, because focus means a lot, because it keeps you humble, keeps you grounded, and it keeps you working on being the best you can be. Because I feel like every day you should be having some way of getting better from yesterday. So every second of your life, you should be finding something to get better at. And that's just how I feel about it on my mind. But
yeah.
Right.
In my conclusion to all
this ain't checkers, this is chess. What's your best move? Fun debates about the greats alive, interviews with a chosen few who did what they had to do. On the road to glory, telling untold stories. If it's 4th and 10 for the win, I'm going for it. Yeah, that's all mine, speaking with a raw mind. Been in the shadow for too long, now it's time to shine. Yeah, that's all mine, speaking with a raw mind. On the ladder to success, now it's time to climb. Raw mind, sports show. Raw mind, sports show. With prime time, let's go. Raw mind, sports show.
I just like the sound of it.